Hey, everybody. Look at all these people. How exciting. Okay, so when you enter, you are video off and microphone off. So if you want to say hi or something, unmute yourself. I see Helen and Pat and Patty. Hi, Erica. Jackie, Ramona, Robin. Anybody want to say hi? Nobody wants to say hi. Hi, Helen. Hello, hi. Hi, Erica. Okay. Good. Okay.
So I will say hi.
Say what?
I will say hi.
Hello. Is that Patty?
Yes.
Hi, Patty. Okay. Arlene's here. Hi, Patty.
Hello.
Hey, Jackie?
Yes.
Hello.
Can't see me. Hello. I don't have microphone on my computer, so I'm watching you and talking on my phone.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. That's good because I'm going to be sharing my screen, so that's awesome. Okay. All right. Well, so it is 7 o'clock, and I like to start on time and end early. That's my rule. So we're going to – hi, Patty. Okay, so that reminds me of one more thing to put on the list. Okay, so welcome everybody to our first Zoom call, and I really want you guys to give me feedback afterwards how you think this is going. We have a couple topics just want to talk about, and then I'm going to open it up and have anybody anything that they'd like. I am recording this. So I have to tell you that up front, I am recording this. I'm trying to figure out where to place it. I'm thinking on the members only site of our website. That way the whole world can't see our little Zoom meetings and it'll just be our members and things. So first thing, welcome. Welcome to our new year. And I hope everyone's having a great summer now that it's summer and not as hot as it was. One of the things I wanted to talk about are some upcoming events, and Patty Ferguson is here, so I'm going to definitely mention New York State Fair, Women's Day at the Fair, and that is
August 28th.
Thank you very much, August 28th, and there's going to be a morning program, and there's also going to be a lunch, and information is on our Facebook page and also on the State Fair site as well. So if you haven't seen that yet, definitely you want to check that out. Tickets this year we actually can get online through eTix, which is fantastic. So you don't have to do a check or anything like that. Patty, did you want to say anything else about the fair?
Tickets are only online.
Right, tickets are only
online. You have to go through the fair website to do it. Okay. So you go to New York State Fair, My Visit, Special Days, scroll down into Women's Day, and click.
Yes.
And give them your credit card.
Okay, sounds perfect. And so with your ticket, you get your entrance, you get your
lunch, and you get your parking if you choose.
If you choose, that's
if you don't want the free parking pass, don't click the little box.
Right. Perfect. Or click it and give it to somebody else. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yes. And then you can send the boyfriend by himself with his cronies with a parking pass another day.
Sounds good. That actually happened 2 years ago. Okay. So we talked about the fair. That's awesome. The other thing that we have coming up in the fall is our fall board meeting, and you may have seen something on Facebook today. that that gave the dates. So the dates are going to be October 11th and 12th. It's a Friday, Saturday. So it's a Friday night and then all day Saturday. Should you choose to want to stay Saturday night, that's up to you as well. We're looking in Region 8, Western New York area. So we are actually narrowing it down and making a decision by the end of this week. So you'll get all the information. So we're really, really excited. And I wanted to give a shout out to all of the fantastic women that have been putting this together. I'm on my list, and if I forget anybody, please let me know. Not that you would know. But anyways, Ramona Gallagher, Linda Prospasniak, Sue Mager, Christine Storr, and Tanya Burns. They have been working very, very hard securing information for us. So we're excited to bring that out to you as well. In the spring will be our spring board meeting. We don't have a date for that yet, but it will be at the same place that it was last year. So that's at the Legion in New Hartford, which is outside of Utica. That was a great place and awesome food last year. So we're gonna do that again for one more year. And then our conference will be in June, and Jackie's working on that. So that's exciting as well. So some to-dos that I have to tell you about before we get into some of the topics. I need to make sure that everybody, all of the chapters have updated their information as far as their new officers and as far as for regions, for the region officers as well. And I just want to take you there just to show you for a second, because not everybody knows quite where that is. And if you think, well, I'm not sure if we did it or not, do it again. Or ask me and I can let you know. So I'm just going to share my screen for a moment. The magic of technology, maybe. Maybe not. Wait, yes I am. Yes I am. I'm sharing. Okay. So, I'm just going to move
down. Oh.
There we go. Okay. So, when you are on the regular website, when you log in to the member portion, so you log in the upper corner like usual, this is the members only site. And if you were wondering, well, once I'm here, how do I get back? Right here it says NYSW site. That brings you back to the main site because some things aren't on this piece. But anyways, if you go over to where it says chapters and then you see submit officers, this is where you would put in, after a second, it's loading. I was gonna try to do this on my deck, but I would have been too distracted. Okay, so this is where you put in what's your chapter. And the things that are read are required. So the minimum that we need is the president and their email. If you've got a second vice president, put that in. All the different, if you've got two secretaries, recording and corresponding, you can do that too. And then person responsible for membership, enter the code, and then send it in. Then it'll come to us, because what we want to do is we want to get the leadership directory updated and sent out, posted on the website so everybody can see it. You can see who all the different pieces are. Same thing for regions. You can update your dues. While I'm here, just to take a minute, under chapters, this is also where you can get your roster. Any member of your chapter can get a roster. So I just wanted to share that with you. And then another little known fact, let's say you're wondering, you're gonna be in the I don't know, a specific area, and you're wondering who are the members in that chapter. If you go to search NYSW, you can search for, oops, I have to log in, sorry. I was logged in and now, hey, don't be doing that to me. There we go. So I go search, and then I can say, well, I was at a meeting, and there was someone named Helen, and I can't remember what her last name was. Just type in Helen, hit search, and you're going to get all of our Helens. Okay. Another thing that you can do is you can say, well, I met this really awesome person from the Rome chapter. Click on the chapter, find the one you want, don't put any other information in, and hit search, you now have the active members for that chapter. So, nice little feature there. Okay, enough of that. Excellent. All right. The other thing I did want to talk about is the social media. So I try to put a lot of things on Facebook, and I hope that you guys are putting things on your Facebook page as well. And when I see it, I try to share it from the state. That's a great way to attract members, to keep your members interested, to let people know about what you do. And if you're wondering, well, what are the other chapters doing or the other Facebook pages? If you go to our regular website and under news, you're going to see social media sites. And if you click on that, this is going to show you how you can connect with us, with state, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. And then these are all the chapter pages. So you could click on those and it'll bring you right to that specific chapter if they've got a page. If you have a page, if your chapter has a page and you don't see it there, let us know, because then we'll add it to it. And then go like these pages, and it's a great, great resource. Okay, enough of the sharing. Great. So for membership, it's great to publicize. One of the other things that I was thinking about as far as different things you can do at meetings, sorry, I'm having a bad hair day, and being able to see myself doesn't help. Ideas for meetings. One thing that I've noticed in some areas, some groups, is people go in and they always sit with the same people. Okay? Yeah. And if you've got new members, they're sort of left out a little bit. So one of the groups that I visit a lot, they actually make it so that when you come in, you have to pick a number, and that tells you what table you have to sit at. So it's, and if you bring a guest, obviously your guest can sit with you as well. But that way you're mixing it up. You're getting to know people. People aren't sitting at themselves. So that was one of the tips that I wanted to show. The other one is start off your meeting with something fun. Go around, have people introduce themselves. And if everybody knows everybody already, what you can do, still go around the room and ask them what's something exciting that's happened since the last meeting, or what news do you have since the last meeting? And if that's everybody's gone through that already, another thing you can do is just an icebreaker. One that I had, and I actually have a visual here. So this is a spatula, and at one of the meetings that I was at, you had to go around the room with this spatula and whack people. No, you didn't really whack people, but what you had to do is you had to describe, what is this? Well, it's a spatula. But what else could it be? Well, it could be a back scratcher. It could help me put makeup on. Just all silly little things. And it got people thinking, and it got people talking and opening up. And then you can have your meeting. So just different things like that. Another idea is to do a member spotlight. So have it so that one member every meeting gets to have maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, talk about themselves, talk about their business, and they are the spotlight. If you've got a newsletter, put it in the newsletter that Susie Q is going to be our spotlight, and just promote the members, have them be able to promote themselves. Another idea is to, writing got small. Oh, okay. Another idea was to partner with another organization. So the Rome group, they partner with some different groups within Rome for specific events, and it helps promote things as well. Another thing you can do is, I saw this on Facebook over the summer, volunteer, have shirts made up, go out, be in the community. I saw one group they were in a parade. It was it the 8th? I can't remember. They were all dressed up in costume, and it was great. And so it really got their name out in a way that people say, hey, that looks like a fun group. I think I want to learn more about that group. Another thing is to be able to share your upcoming meetings. Hi, Christine. To share your upcoming meetings is to make a postcard that has a list of your upcoming meetings and what the topics might be. And then on the back, have it so that you can actually write, here, I want you to, oh, good, thank you, Susquehanna. It was the parade, and they won $50. Awesome. Thanks, Robin. I knew it was somewhere around there. Okay, that's awesome. And Chris Corbell, I need to rewind. postcard. So do a postcard, have the dates on it, and then you can write a personalized note. Hi, Sally, I would really like you to come to our next meeting. Here's when it is, and to be able to give that out to someone. Just a promotional thing. On our website as well, there's an area that talks about the different marketing materials that are out there and where you can get them. Just some all sorts of really cool stuff. Does anyone want to share some other ideas that they have for making your meetings more exciting or attracting members to share? Anybody? If you're muted, you have to unmute you. Anybody?
This is Jackie. Can you hear me?
Yep.
I know we talked about it, I believe we did at the conference, but again, the Rotaries, Kiwanis, and the Chamber of Commerce, get yourself known. You know, if they've got a community days, we've got one here in Lima, you know, get yourself known individually and for your business and for the local. I don't know what the costs are to join, but certainly get yourself out in known to those public organizations. Don't be afraid. You have a lot to offer.
Good. Great. Thanks, Jackie. Anybody else?
Jackie, thank you. Jackie is our speaker in the morning at Women's Day at the fair.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and I have to get to Robin to find out what message she would like me to convey. And I have to tell you, my great nephew is going, and he Facebooked me. Oh, my God, I'm going that day, and my aunt is a speaker. He was quite dumbfounded.
Oh, that's exciting.
He's welcome to come.
Sorry, I'll get a hold of you later, Robin.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, anybody else have other ideas for making your meetings more exciting, attracting members? Anybody? Okay, so I have something in the chat. Patty says they joined the Chenango Chamber of Commerce this year, post our meetings on their calendar. That's awesome. That is a great idea. Great idea. With that in mind, thank you, Patty, for reminding me. When you do have your meetings, put them on the state's calendar. And again, I'm going to just share my screen just for a second. To show you how easy that is. Oops. So on our calendar, or on our main page, if you go to events, it has the calendar of events. So that shows us what's going on this month. I didn't publicize this other than our Facebook page and the communicator, because we've got a lot of followers on our Facebook page that aren't members, and I didn't want trolls attending our Zoom. But anyway, but for your meetings, definitely. So over here, you see where it says submit an event. All you do is you fill out the form. You know, what type of event is it? Is it a chapter event, a region event, a state event? And then just fill in the information. Then once you submit it, then we get it, and then we'll put it on the calendar for you. It also will go on the homepage when it gets close to your time. It also has the potential of being tweeted in some different things as well. So here down here is the upcoming events. Oh, and if you're not getting the communicator, or you need to change the address of where the communicator goes, fill this form out here. And so let's say right now you're getting it at work, but you really want to get it on your personal email. Fill this out with your personal email, and then the next communicator, you're going to get two of them. From your work one, you can just unsubscribe down at the bottom because it goes through MailChimp. So I sort of went off on a topic there, tangent there. But anyways, promote your meetings, put them on your Facebook page. It's a great, great way to get the information out. Plus, it lets those of us who are visiting, in my previous job, before I started at Colgate, I was all across upstate New York, Buffalo, Watertown, all over the place. And what I would do, because it was mostly multiple days, I would go to the website and say, I'm going to be in Buffalo next week. Is anyone having a meeting? And then I might be able to attend their meeting or something like that. So it was rather than sitting in the hotel again. Okay. Check out the chat, see if there's anything else. Okay, good. All right. So wanted to talk about meetings and membership tips. Also, remind you that if you want to put things in the communicator or in the Nike, specifically the Nike, let PR know. The email is PR@nyswomeninc.org, and then it'll go into the publications. And on our site as well, under news, you can see all of the past Nikes. So if you missed one or you want to go back and say, well, what were we doing a couple years ago? You actually can look at those documents as well. They're all out there online. It's really nice. Check time because I don't want to. The Zoom meetings, they can only last for 40 minutes. And unless we pay. Right now we're on the free version. So that's why that is. But so I just wanted to let you know about that. So Patty Pollock is on the screen. Hi, Patty. And Patty is the chair of the PPD program, Personal Professional Development. And next month, August, that is going to be the topic of our Zoom call. We're going to talk all about it. Patty's been reaching out to people. There's going to be something in the Nike about it. So we really want to make this a great big program this year. We want to bring it back. Guns a-blazing. So stay tuned for that. But Patty and her team, Robin Allen's on her team, other people are on her team, so stay tuned for some of that. Let's see, what else was I going to say? Okay. Oh, the other thing too is scholarships. So if your chapter or your region does a scholarship or a grant, make sure that we have that, because we post it on our Facebook page. And what I want to do this year is I want to do more shout outs as far as the scholarship goes. I know Mohawk Valley, we had a big, super big scholarship, and we sent it to all these different places, and we didn't get any takers last year. This year we got a ton. But the year before, no takers. So there's this money waiting to be given away, and it's like, can't find anybody. So post it on, give it, let us know about it. We'll put it on the website and help promote it for you. Okay. Now, I'd like to open it up to you guys. What questions do you have? I'm going to put them in the chat. Okay, so Pat says, anyone from PPD coming to CNY 30th, at Candace's, Pat?
Yes.
Okay. So we're having, the CNY group is having a summer picnic, and they're also Zonta Syracuse is joining them. So if anyone, Patty, if you want to attend, or if anyone from PPD wants to be there, I don't know at this point.
If it's what?
I don't know at this point if anyone is.
Okay. All right. I didn't know. I'm not keeping track. So I'm not the registration person for it.
Okay. No.
I don't know if this will click. I don't know if this will work or not. Let's see. Nope. That didn't work.
What are you trying to do?
I was trying to drop a graphic into the type of message.
Oh.
Well, you know, I grab it and then it doesn't like it. So okay, forget that thought. Okay.
Okay. Anybody else want any questions or any topics you want to talk about or anything?
I had a question. How many people can be on this Zoom and still be free?
100.
100? Okay. Uh-huh. I wonder about a Zoom meeting that you did open up to your followers, whether they're members or not. And it's a you already know who's going to talk about what. you know, have Patty talk about the PPD program, someone talk about scholarship. So those people who are following us, who may not really know what we have to offer, may be able to see some of us members and hear from us.
Okay, that's an idea.
Just an idea.
No, that's good. So the difference between the free and the pay, so with the free, I can have a one-on-one unlimited time, but more than one person, I mean more than two people, it's limited to 40 minutes.
Okay, so this group is going to do no more than 40 minutes.
Right.
You could still do, if it's, I don't know how many people would visit that public Zoom meeting, but still limit it. You know, I'd say this is a trial, opening up to everybody, 40 minutes, and it would, you know, Patty would know what she's saying, and you would have speakers.
Yeah.
I just want, you know, and allow some time for some of those non-members to ask questions.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. The pay membership is, I think it's like $14.99 or $19.99. I think it's $14.99. And that still is 40 minutes. No, wait. No, it's still 100 people, but your meeting can last for 24 hours, which I hope never, ever happens.
I don't want to pay for anything. I mean, I'm cheap. I'm cost effective, I should say. I'm cost effective.
You're frugal.
But if we could do a once in a while, maybe once or twice a year, open it up to those people, no more than 100, and it's 40 minutes, and it's a presentation and little question and answer, that might just generate some more interest in membership.
That's a fantastic idea. I'm writing it down.
Okay.
Okay, good. Other questions, other thoughts, other ideas?
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Has anybody made a commitment to the date of the October meeting, the region? So our calendars, like we're having our, not the region, what is the meeting in October?
It's our fall board meeting.
Fall board meeting. Do we have a date for that?
Yep, it's October 11th and 12th.
October 11th and 12th.
Yep. And put a little save the date on Facebook this morning.
Okay.
So not everybody gets Facebook. And we're narrowing down the place, but it's going to be in the Western New York area for this one. Yeah. So it's a Friday night,
okay.
Saturday day.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks.
Yep.
You got it, Patty.
Other questions, other thoughts? Okay, so make sure you go out to the website, to the members area. Under there's a manual of instruction, the MOI, and the toolkit, anything and everything that you need to know to run a meeting, parliamentary procedure, policies, what does a president do? What does a president-elect do? All sorts of ideas, all of that is out there. So if you haven't been there, go. Definitely go there. Another thing too, so I told you about updating your chapter and region officers, told you about the scholarship, Facebook, mentioned that. Now, if some of you aren't on Facebook and you're like, I don't want to be on Facebook, I don't want people knowing my business, you can actually join Facebook but not let yourself be found, just so you can follow us, follow New York State Women. So that I have some people that do that. They don't want to be on Facebook. They just want to know about some of the New York State Women things. So they're secret. No one can ever find them. So thoughts, questions. Anybody? So what do you think? Is this a good use of a half hour of your time? Is it informative? Do you want to be on your deck instead?
No,
I wish more people were here. I think it's, you know, how many are here? 14. I think it's a terrific idea. I just wish more people were here.
Yay, Franca says she loves it. Okay, good. Good use. I think once we start talking it up, and plus it's summertime too. I mean, summertime is tough, but I didn't want to wait. I didn't want to wait until September because there's stuff that we want to do. I mean, October is, in addition to our fall board meeting, it's also Businesswoman's Month, right? So we want to see what are the chapters going to do for that. Are you going to have a luncheon? Are you going to have a dinner? Are you going to have a speaker? I know Mohawk Valley a couple years ago. I had a little message.
Oh, really?
A gift from Zoom. Running out of time? Thanks. I love it. We're not going to go for another 40 minutes, I promise. just a couple more. But I don't know where I was. Yes. So a couple years ago in September, to kick off the year, the Mohawk Valley actually had a panel, it might have been the October meeting, of business women of the area. And they all got to talk about their businesses, and then the audience, we got to ask some questions. And we partnered with one of the other organizations that help women get into business. We partnered with them, so a lot of their students came as well. So that was a fantastic, fantastic opportunity. Okay. What else? Okay. Pat says CNY is having a reunion meeting in October, inviting all the former members. That's awesome. Oh, I'll be there.
You will. You better be.
I'm speaking at night.
Yeah, you're the feature speaker, girl. You better show up.
Yes. Okay, and that also brings another thing too. If you want a member of the EC or the board to come to a meeting or a region meeting, let us know. We'll see what we can do to get someone come. I mean, we like to visit. My goal is to visit as many as I can this year. So that's one of my goals. Other thoughts? Any other final words? Anything?
See y'all at the fair.
Yeah, see everybody at the fair. It is 7:30. Oops, 7:31. I've kept you over. Okay, hi Deborah, how are you? We got people here. So our next meeting will be in October. I get with Patty to come up with a date for that. Are evenings better? I don't want to take up your Saturdays, your weekends, because that's your, especially during the summer, that's your time. So again, this is being recorded, so I'll find a place to put it, and then I'll let everybody know where that is. Okay. All right. Thoughts? Anything?
Thank you, Robin.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you so much for attending, and we'll do this again.
All right.
Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Patty, we'll be in touch to set up a date.
That's Patty.
Oh, yeah. I already got you. All right. Thanks. Sure. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
I got to figure out how to shrimp. Let me see. Turn that off.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. I'm sorry. I was watching the clock, and I started doing something. I know. I look. It's 7:30. I couldn't believe it.
It's okay. So I am recording this. Actually, I'm going to stop the recording at this point.